Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Just listening to that story where that church said, well, we helped 10 people, but there were 75 who didn't get help. What happens as we come to the end of the year when the need doesn't match up with, or the gifts don't match up with the need that you have? What happens to those children then?
Well, that's why this campaign is so important. It's because we have nationwide, we have not gotten the participation of the churches really that we need. And so as people give to this campaign, it helps Prison Fellowship at a national level to have the funds to be able to send gift cards to those children who were not supported by local churches.
Hmm. So tell me, explain again, how does the local church participate? Are they actually the ones going out and purchasing the gifts? Are they the ones delivering the gift? How does that work, and how difficult is it for a church to get involved?
Well, it's really very easy to get involved because Prison Fellowship makes it very easy. You just register your church on their angeltree.org website, and then you do that like in the spring, first part of the year, anytime during the year. And then I believe it was actually October 24th when I got my first 200 angels. And our church is a large church just north of Birmingham, and there's a lot of money and a lot of churches involved in Angel Tree in the Birmingham area of Alabama. So we decided early on that we would not fight other local churches over local children, that we have a lot of children in South Alabama in particular who are going unsponsored every year. So we set out purposefully to mail gift cards to those children that were likely to be left unsponsored so that that wouldn't happen. And in fact, we had all our children here in Alabama sponsored probably a month ago. So that's phenomenal, honestly. This time last year, we still had several that were not sponsored, but this year there were no unsponsored children. By the 1st of December, they were all taken. So it's really up to the church. But Prison Fellowship provides excellent training material. They send you out a coordinator kit that has a CD, a video in it, a CD of all your resources, and gives you very detailed training. That's one thing I do have to say about Prison Fellowship. All their training is excellent, whether it's for prison ministry or Angel Tree, whatever. But they have an excellent resource kit for Angel Tree. So if you're going to have the party, they give you some tips on how to have the party and what kind of games to play and things like that. They do provide a lot of the materials that you can use, like bulletin insert for your church. There's things you put in the package that Prison Fellowship provides for free.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.